Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com's music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, children, and aunts and uncles, grandpa, nana, and people who just care. Well, we are back, and we are live, and we're so glad to be able to share with you today. It is March 1st, the first day of resilience. And if you're in the West Coast, you are probably playing, and I know it may be hard for you to come in, but we want to play the song Believe, because in the East Coast, it is snowing, and we believe that it's going to be spring soon. So how are you doing, boys and girls? Are you out sledding, doing all kinds of butterflies? Are you outside?
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a solvent.
Aunt Jill's bedtime stories, where we're going to help you unwind so that you can be able to fall asleep. Well, boys and girls, in the winter in the East Coast, it's snowing, so white snow is coming down again. And this has been our sort of what's been going on for quite some time. And the West Coast is out there playing and swinging, but we get to go sledding. And that's so much fun. Have you ever been in a sleigh? Do you have your gloves on, or maybe even your mittens? And of course, your boots and your wrap and your hat and your overcoat, and you're all warm. But before you even go out, you might have had some hot cocoa. Have you had cocoa before? Well, we have, and it's one of the really great things about going outside and having a very, very wonderful day. So what have you been doing while we've been away? Well, I know one of the things that some of you have been doing is you're making sure that you say good day to all of your friends, and you say good day to your mom and dad, and you may even give them a hug and kiss before you go to bed. But we want to make sure that you go through your regular routine. And we also want to say happy birthday to a very special person, and that's Randy, because Randy is having a birthday today on March 1st. Oh, guess what? Yes, March 1st, a day of resilience, and especially here on the East Coast with all this snow, we want to make sure that we are ready. And having your gloves and going out and playing in the snow and throwing snowballs, and you might even get a chance to go skiing. But we have so many books that we would love to read and share with you. And one of the books, so that you'll know, is called Do Like Kyla. And that's by Angela Johnson. And she wrote a book that really is something that is so much fun talking about. Getting in the snow, lying down, and becoming butterflies with your arms and legs. And maybe you might even be able to do this in the beach. Might not be quite the same because it's sand and it might get all in your clothes, but the snow, it is so much fun because it melts and you can even eat it. But again, we want to say happy birthday to Randy. He's a pilot and he's flying everywhere from east to west. So let's get ready for that routine. Rubber ducky. Getting ready to have that bath.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rub-a-ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine. I'm awfully fond of rubber ducky. I love a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
Not quite, because we have so much to do, but it soon will be. And I think that you might be fading away as we continue to talk and continue to share. Well, I just got a call from Uncle Randy, whose birthday is today, and he said that where he is, that a lot of the children are still outside and are not ready to come in. And I'm not sure, boys and girls on the East Coast, can you tell if these children are still playing? Well, I think they're kind of wide awake, just like we are. Not quite ready to go to sleep yet, but we want to make sure that we don't miss anything on our list, because when you have to get ready to go to bed, there's so many things that you need to do. You've got to make sure you find your favorite PJs. And we know that Uncle Randy, his favorite is Pilot. And also Scott, his favorite is a train. He has a train set. And of course, Lillian always has her ballet PJs. But let's make sure that we do everything that we're supposed to do. We know we have to go take a bath. We know that we have to get our PJs. We know that we have to, I'm not sure. Let's see.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your check that off your list.
With PJs on, I brush my teeth, now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
And dads and boys and girls, isn't that an extensive list? So good thing we had that list so that we can make sure that we accomplish all these things. Makes us feel so good when we know that we have accomplished something. And as we said, on the East Coast, the snow is all over the ground. It's so pretty and white. And right now, the snowplow is going through so that the roads will be clear so that in the morning, when you want to get up to get ready to go to school, the buses and the cars will be able to go through. But we're not quite sure if they're going to call it or not, so we have to make sure that we find out before we leave to go to school. So now that we have that list and we're all excited about it, let's read a book that talks about winter. Because you know, with March 1st coming, that means that it's winter is fading. However, you wouldn't know it if you look outside the window and see that 6 inches of snow just fell. And the trees are not blooming right now, but they soon will be, and spring, it will be sprouting. So let's start with the book, Do Like Carla. Now, boys and girls, are you all ready? You already had your bath, and it's been such a great time to be able to pick out your PJs. We're going to start on the story and cuddle right up in your favorite bed. And for some of you in the winter, the fireplace is already burning, and you can see such pretty lights coming from it. And for some of you, haven't gone to bed quite just yet, but you'll hear this recording. So Kyla is a story that was written by Angela Johnson, and the painting was done by James Ransom. In the morning, my big sister Kyla stands at the window, tapping at the bird. Do you have a sister or brother, boys and girls? Well, if you do, then you know exactly what sisters are talking about, because one is going to be older and one is going to be younger. I do like Kyla, only standing on the bed. Kyla pulls her sweater over her head and stretches. I do like Kyla. Do you try to do everything that your big brother and sister try to do? Well, we sit in front of the big mirror in our room, and Kyla braids her hair with quick fingers. I try to do like Kyla in front of the mirror. Kyla says, "Beautiful." I do like Kyla and say, "Beautiful." Oatmeal and apples for breakfast. And I do like Kyla, pouring honey on everything. Mama says, "Lots of sunshine today." And for us, it might be lots of snow. And fingers are crossed. Kyla kisses the sunbeam on the dog's head. I do like Kyla. We're going to the store, so Kyla helps me put my coat on. "Warm now," she says. I do like Kyla and say, "Warm now." "Got me some purple snow boots like Kyla." And we both crunch, crunch in the snow all the way to the store. Past the big store window, I see myself. I do like Kyla and skip past the windows watching. In the good smelling store, Kyla asks for cheese, a bag of apples, and a jar of jam. The man in the white apron says, "Goodbye and be good." I do like Kyla and says, "Okay, I will." Kyla says, "Want to follow our footsteps back home." I do just like Kyla. Step, crunch, crunch. Crunch, crunch. "Read me a book, Kyla." Kyla reads to me under the kitchen table. I do like her and say, "The end," after the last sage. It's almost nighttime at the window. Kyla says, birds must be asleep. I tap at the window. And Kyla does just like me. The end. Boys and girls, I know you have stories to tell about how it is with your big brother or big sister, and you do things just like your big brother or sister. And it's so nice to be able to have Nana or Poppy read the story or be right there while Mommy's reading it too, or even Daddy. And sometimes they fall asleep before we do. That's so funny too. And Grandpa's always going, oh, no, I was just awake. I was just only looking inside my eyelids. And Mommy and I, we just look at that and we just have so much fun. Because we know exactly what's happening. Well, boys and girls, what are you doing for this wonderful, wonderful day? Do you have your PJs? Are you ready? I'm not sure. Well, we know that when you do fall asleep, you can be imagining all kinds of things. I'm not sure. What are some of the things that you're imagining? Will you be reaching out to the stars? Or will you be singing the song, Take Me Out to the Bathtub? Because you have to make sure that you are all clean. Or will you be yawning because it is time to get ready to go to bed because you've just heard a beautiful story? Well, let's hear what some of you are saying that you don't want to go to bed even though you've had your bath, even though you've gotten settled in your bed. You still don't want to go to bed. And that's just like the hums. I don't want to go to bed. Let's hear what they have to say.
Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes. So you may find this to be quite a surprise that I'm not even just a little bit tired. Taking a bath, I got my PJs on. Mommy read me a book and even sang me a song. Still, I'm not even just a little bit tired. I don't want to go to bed, Ben. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed. Bed. I don't want to go to bed, don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. We've been to the park and we've had our fun, but now the sun has set and the day is done. Still, I'm not even just an itsy bit tired. The stars and the moon shine bright. Mommy blows me a kiss and she turns out the light. But I'm not even just a teeny bit tired. Oh, I don't want to go to bed, Ben. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed, Ben. I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes. So maybe it's me who's in for a surprise. Maybe I am just a little bit tired. I think I gotta go to bed, Ben, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head, even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I think I gotta go to bed, Ben, think I gotta go to bed. It's I've laid down my sleepy head, even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all.
I know that you don't want to miss anything that's going on. You want to make sure that you know everything, so you want to stay up just a little longer. Well, let's read this book called Heart of a Snowman. Now, it's by Mary Curla and Eugene Yelchin. Now, boys and girls, this is about when a boy makes a snowman, he gives it a heart. Do you wonder what happens when you build a snowman? Will they be able to dance around when you go inside after you've built them? Well, let's read this story and find out what actually happens. We know that imagination is so great to be able to have. And we know you have just a little bit of imagination to be able to understand this story. So give Grandpa, Grandma, and Nana, and your mommy and daddy, and your aunt and uncle, give them a little hug, because you're going to be listening to a story, and they are going to be listening too. And I wonder who's going to go to sleep first. Well, let's see who will win that race. But here we go. Now, Owen knew that at the heart of a snowman is a perfect snowball. Now, to make a perfect snowball, you need the powdery kind of snow that's a little touch of melting. Now, that's the fresh snow that the snowplow just plowed not too long ago. Now, Owen packed a handful of it into a round ball and rolled the ball around this way and that, and he rolled it into something large. It grew and grew. "You make the best snowman," said Owen's little sister. "His eyes are looking at me." "Those aren't eyes, those are buttons." Owen smiled with pride. Now his sister dug a carrot from her pocket and handed it to him. It was twisted and thin. He took it anyway. "How will you keep him warm?" "He doesn't need to be warm," said Owen. "That's our little brother. He's cold all the way through." "But he's warm inside," she said. "I'm sure of it." Owen was too busy to argue. He looked at her scarf. He could use that. His sister's hands went up to her scarf. Oh! The knit gapped in a great hole the only way only comfy scarves do. "Okay, you can have it," she said. "I won't need it tomorrow. There's going to be lots of sun." We hope. Long after bedtime, a brilliant light beamed down on Owen's snowman. It came from a vessel hovering overhead. Now, a vessel is something like a boat, but it's something that carries you. Well, this was coming overhead, and Owen ran out of the house and called, "What are you doing with my snowman?" He grabbed hold of the snowman, and he pulled it inside. Within the vessel, it was still and hushed, and a falling snowman pressed it on every side. In the distance, Owen was steam pumping up from a factory, all shiny and bright. Where is this place that they're going, boys and girls? Their moms and dads? Now, Owen and the snowman were abruptly ejected from the vessel into a vast factory. "Please step away from your snowman," said a chilling voice on a loudspeaker. "You're too warm, Owen." Huh. Piece by piece, Owen snowed to a smooth tube. Owen felt hot and angered with in spite of this terrible cold in the factory. They were unmaking his snowman. Wow. What kind of place is this? The next room hummed with the sound of destruction. Owen saw a snowman's head placed on a conveyor belt. The rabbit's job was to eat the nose. He was good at his job. Now steadily and steadily with his sister's scarf. Nearby, a moose snapped the snowman's twig limbs into two. What kind of barbaric place was this? Well, what Owen saw at the next station made him gasp. They had taken apart the snowman, snowflake by snowflake, and now a pointed instrument was tweeting apart each snowflake, branch by branch. Outraged, Owen turned to his polar bear. How would you like someone pulling off your arms? Well, the polar bear hushed a little tear over his microscope. That's when it hit Owen. Everybody thinks the sun melts the snowman, but they're wrong. Snowmen are just brought here.
Back off, said the polar bear. You're too warm.
What difference does it make? I'm too warm. If I'm too warm, you're already taking apart the snowman.
You're getting warmer, Owen, said the chilling voice from the loudspeaker. Move along now.
Exit right. Mind your step.
Owen stepped into the open field of snow piled and puffed and wondering if he could save his snowman. A vehicle hauling a load of carrots was coming up fast.
Owen raced to the driver. Those look perfect, he said, puzzled.
Yes, said the rabbit. We grow them here ourselves.
They're for snowmen.
Snowmen, said Owen.
But I thought you destroy snowmen.
The rabbit stared at Owen.
Why would we destroy snowmen if we grow new noses?
Boys and girls, this is not what we thought.
It began to feel warmer. Up ahead, Owen saw a crop of chimneys sticking out the snow. A white cat leaped into one and went down another. A moment later, it appeared, but now it was black with soot. Held in small mouth was something round and black.
What is that you're carrying? Said Owen.
The cat's eyes went wide, and the thing dropped from its mouth. Owen caught the lump of coal and turned it over in his hand.
These are eyes, right?
I use buttons, but I know most people use coal. The cat darted off.
Eyes, nose, everything's like new.
Owen called after it. Hey! Are you making a snowman?
But the cat was gone.
Owen dumped his foot in frustration, and the snow caved in beneath him. He dropped right through.
Boys and girls, I hear the snowplow plowing the street again.
Anne was pitched into a cloud. Cold gusts blew. Owen here and there, setting him to spin and spin and spin. Never had he felt so fine, so fluff, so wonderful. Owen had dropped into a chamber for making snowflakes. Suddenly, our chamber stopped gusting, and Owen fell into the cold floor. Two walruses stared at him.
Look, he got them all dirty, said one, and sent the snowflake to be cleaned, every needle, every branch.
We don't take snowmen apart, said the other, and clean them top to bottom for nothing, you know.
Oh, boys and girls, I think there's something more to this story. They're not taking these snowmen apart.
And this is possibly why they're always so white and fluffy.
So why do you take them apart and clean them?
Well, let's find out, boys and girls. What are the answers? Yes, we will find out. I know the children on the West Coast are still out there playing, but we are getting ready to go to bed.
Well, the walrus looked at each other and shrugged.
I know, said Owen. It's to make the perfect snowman.
Owen was so pleased with his discovery, he thrust his hand back into the chamber and caught a snowflake.
He caught it.
Don't touch, said Walrus.
The snowflake melted in Owen's hand.
Do you know, boys and girls, why the snowflake melted in his hand?
See, you're too warm. But that's
How you build a snowman, said Owen, with your hands. The Wallers looked at each other. At last, station, Owen discovered the pieces of a snowman all perfectly remade. A puffing stared up at him from top to bottom. We've improved on your snowman, said Puffin, only we had a bit of trouble getting him started. The Puffin held the very beginning of the snowball, and they were very poor beginning indeed. I'll show you how. Owen scooped up a handful of snow. He held the snow until it got a touchy, melty feeling from the warmth of his hand. Now the snow rolled into a nicely round ball. You rolled the best snow, said the Puffin. Feel, said Owen, giving the Puffin his hand. The Puffin's hand held Owen's hand. Warm. One ball at a time, Huffin and Puffin made a snowman. As Owen wrapped his sister's scarf around him, the Puffin said, can I tell you how long we have tried to make a snowman? This is your first? The Puffin blushed. Yes. Owen looked back at the millions of clean and pieces of other snowmen. What's all that for? You, said the chilling voice from the loudspeaker. That's why we brought you here. Owen looked up. You brought me here? Yes. You will roll the perfect snowman in the snowball at the heart of all of our snowmen. Worried, Owen looked around. Meanwhile, the animals had gathered to see their first snowman. One pointed at the snowman. Look, it's melting. Not possible, boomed the voice of the loudspeaker. At these temperatures, a snowman can last forever. The Puffin set up a machine that would uncover the nature of any snowman problem. With the flip of a switch, all was revealed. From deep inside the snowman glowed a warm snowball. What has the boy done? Said the voice of the loudspeaker. It sounded a little disappointed. When a boy makes a snowman, he gives it a heart, said the Puffin. It gets so warm inside, the snowman can't last. The animals looked at each other. All at once, they knew the factory would close, because the only place a snowman would last forever was in a boy's heart. The next morning was bright and sunny. As Owen pulled his sister over the snow on his new sled, as they passed the snowman, she said, look, your snowman is melting. Don't you know it's not the sun that melts the snowman, said Owen. It's his heart. Yes, his sister said, I know. Owen retrieved her scarf and then pulled it towards the big hill. His sister noticed the scarf was woven like new. That's all right, she said, wrapping it around her. I'll have it comfy again by next Christmas. The end. So that's why, boys and girls, the snow melts every time you go out there and make it. Because it has your warm heart. Isn't that a great story? And you make a friend when you have a snowman. And that's why it's a little sad when you see the snowman melt. But guess what, boys and girls? The snowman will be built again. And he will have such a lovely time. So what do you think of that story, boys and girls? Have you ever made a snowman? Did it melt when you went back outside? Or was it still there? Well, it took a little imagination, and Michelle Griffin talks about that. What did you think when the snowman melted?
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me, I can only imagine.
Imagine, boys and girls, that this snowman is thinking just like you. He can imagine being able to have friends just like you, being able to play and run and do all kinds of things, and maybe even coming inside and sleeping right by you. He can only imagine, because he has found a friend. When you find a friend, you don't want to let them go. Because, just like what Randy Newman says, how it feels when you have a friend. You've got a friend.
Got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
If you got trouble,
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through. Cause you got a friend in me.
Yes, you do, boys and girls.
You got a friend in me.
You do have a friend. And Aunt Jill, your mommy, and Dad, and your friends at school. And it will be time for you to get ready for bed, because we want to make sure that you're resting up just in case there is school tomorrow. But thought you know that you had a friend. So this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Blog Talk Voice Radio Network. And are you sleepy yet?
getting sleepy yet, boys and girls? Are your eyes closing? Is it so hard to keep them awake? You can barely see your mommy and daddy because you're trying to... Oh, goodness. You're trying to show them that you can stay up just as long as they do. Are you looking for the little teddy bear that you always have? Where or where is Huckle Bunny Bear? I know Baby Keenan is probably asking that same thing. Where are you? And we'll be talking next week because Baby Keenan is no longer using a bottle. So it might be a little harder to get him to sleep. Huggle Buggy Buggle knows it's bedtime, but this happens every night. I can't go to bed without him. Now this is written by Catherine Sully. Where or where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He's such a silly bear. Is he bouncing on his belly on the sofa with Ellie Nelly? No, he isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly, and he isn't snacking with the bunny either. Is he making lots of noise with Woolly Lamb and the other toys? No, he isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Batty Bunky. It's way past Huggle Buggle bedtime, and I'm feeling worried now. I can't go to bed without him. I don't think I know how. Where or where is Huggle Buggle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He's such a troublesome bear. Is he splashing in the tub, blowing bubbles with Rubber Dub? No, he isn't splashing with Rubber Dub. He isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Batty Bunny. It's way past Huggle Buggle bedtime, and now I'm feeling sad. I don't want to go to bed without him. It makes me feel so bad. I know where. There's Huggle Buggle Bear, and here are all the other toys. I think they must be fast asleep. Shh. Don't make any noise. Night-night. And he looked all over the place, and he couldn't even find them. Oh, boys and girls, has that happened to you? You were looking all over for your toys, and you couldn't find them. And you knew that if you didn't find them, you wouldn't be able to go to sleep. Well, I think that's happened to some of you, and it was pretty hard to fall off to sleep. But I think that Nana is falling asleep, and she would love to hear Karina Bailey Ray, Just Like a Star, because you are their stars in their life.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the
moon. Until bedtime story.
Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. But I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. tonight. I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand.
Sleep is for everyone. And I know that you're closing your eyes right now, too. Hard to, but you can see behind your eyelid, and you can tell us what you see in the morning. But we want to say good night, Moon. And Margaret Wise Brown wrote this book because we want to make sure that you say good night. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on a chair and two little kittens and a pair of mittens and a little toy house and a young mouse and a comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush." Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow jumping over the moon. Good night, light and the red balloon. Good night, bears. Good night, chairs. Good night, kittens. And good night, mittens. Good night, clock. And good night, socks. Good night, little house. And good night, mouse. Good night, comb. And good night, brush. And good night, nobody. Good night, mush. And good night to the old lady who's whispering, "Hush." Good night, stars. Good night, air. Good night, noises everywhere. Good night, Uncle Randy, the birthday young boy. And good night, baby Keenan, who plays with his toys. Good night, boys and girls. And thank you so much for joining us with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And the snow is falling. And it's getting quiet because a lot of the cars are not driving at night. But the children in the West Coast are still playing and they may not quite be ready yet. But I think some are beginning to go to bed. And some are even getting fed. But we know that you'll join us next Sunday for the Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story Time so that you can fall asleep. Be very careful because Poppy already fell and his glasses fell down to the floor. Because sleep is for everyone. Because you know when a chicken goes to sleep, its eyelids go up, and when a snake sleeps, its eyes stay open, because snakes have no eyelids. When you go to sleep, which way do your eyelids go? Well, when horses go to sleep, their eyelids go down. And we know this because Paul Showers wrote this book. An elephant can sleep standing up. Can you? A pigeon sits down when it sleeps. Pigs lie down to sleep. So do dogs. So do you. Sometimes dogs curl up. So do cats. Cows don't. Do you? Like birds and animals, people have to sleep. Some people sleep more than others. Jonathan is only 6 weeks old,
He sleeps most of the time. He only wakes up when he wants to eat or have his diaper changed. The boys and girls will finish this book next time, but we are so glad that we were able to make new friends, and we want to go again and talk about our friends, because we made some new friends. And I know that you made friends too. So, good night, be tight, and make sure the bed bugs don't bite. And we're going to have a lullaby that will be sung by Jennifer Hudson.